Reb Shimla of Amshinov was a unique and very special Oyved Hashem. He survived the war along with the Bachrim from Mir Yeshiva. This clearly demonstrative chassid, a hemshech of the Mesorah of Kotzk and Vark, was in Shanghai as he survived the war. His actions, his interactions, to this day are legendary from that period. His Torah is a tremendous light. My great uncle, who was zocheh to be part of quite a few of the courts of Amshinov, Rabbi Yankov Simcha Orlik, in his Sefer Ronul Yaakov Simcha, said that he heard on these days of Hanukkah a beautiful vort that so typifies the miraculous life of Reb Shimla of Amshinov himself. Reb Shimla asked, why is it that in the most tzur we say, B'nei vina, yimei shmana kavu shir urinanim, that the sons of understanding, they were koveya these 8 days for shir urinanim. 8 days. Reb Shimla reflected on a famous kasha, probably one of the most famous kashas from the times of the Rishonim, the well-known kasha of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef asked, why is it that Chanukah we celebrate a miracle of 8 days? Really, the miracle was that the canister of oil, the kankan of shemen, lasted 7 days, not eight. The miracle was only 7 days. It was enough oil for one day. And Reb Shimla answered, Rabosai, understand that our lives are miracles, not only when there's something me'al ha-teva, above nature, but teva itself, nature itself, is just the same miracle. The fact that we're zocha to breathe, that we breathe and we live, and we interact, and we pray, and we learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world of color, all of those things are just as miraculous. I saw that Reb David Cohen, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, quotes the same idea from the altar of Kelm. Just like Reb Shimla of Amshinov melded, ultimately in the marriage of his daughter and his son, Amir Bacher with the Mesorah of Amshinov, which led to the present day Rebbe. So to this Torah is a Torah not only in the world of Chassidus, but it's a Torah of Kelm as well. And I heard it also from my great Rebbe Rav Nevinzal Shlita. A beautiful Yesod. B'nei Vina, Reb Shimla added, B'nei Vina is those who understand that the miracles of life are not only the miraculous, but living, breathing, appreciating our loved ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and ultimately Kudsha Brichu Ba'atzma, is just as miraculous. Rav David Cohen added that the term in Parshas Tetzaveh, Bina, Chachma, Bina, and Das, which of course in Chassidus is so important, Chabad, which is not only the Chassidus of Lubavitch, but a tenet of Chassidus, Bina is Maven Davar Miteich Davar, an individual who understands one thing from the next. Says Rav David Cohen, B'nei Vina, extending what Rav Shimla said, B'nei Vina, those who are Maven Davar Miteich Davar, they understand that when they notice the miraculous, that even the natural is miraculous as well. And that's what the word nace means. Nace is a banner. It shows us, it reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. The miracle lights up. The Ner Chanukah lights up the chashchus, the darkness of Teva. Teva is not dark, but darkness was created by the Yevanim Shechashchu Asa Olam. Reb David Cohen adds that Yavan was all about this expression of God being entirely covered by Teva, by nature. Writes the Ramchal in Sefer Melchemes Moshe. Ki ma sheroa philosophim me inyan abrios v'darche ateva eino ela hashitkiyis haniris le'inayim. What the philosophers have observed is only the superficial. It's not false. Science is not false. But it's the cover. It's the first step. Elokol inyone abrios misnagim al pi hanhoga achas pnimius. Upnimius hamislabesh bechol abrios. V'huma shekosev ateva kiminyin elokim. The gematria of teva is the same as kucha brichu. And this is what the philosophers have missed. Is it not a coincidence that the Ner of Chanukah, which represents Pnimius HaTorah, the Or HaGonus, that Pnimius HaTorah is what lights up the Chashchus? It's done, the candle lighting is done specifically during the dark. And that, the Arizal says, and we've discussed previously, is why we do it within Ten Tefachim, the area where the Shekhinah does not reach. Because Chanukah is all about being ma'orer the Pnimius, the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, is to be ma'orer that the Chashchus of Teva is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. My Rabbi Rav Nevensal said this week, in a question and answers with the Talmidim, that's the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is all about going up, being Mosef Vaholech. It refers to, Beis Hillel refers to light in this world. As the Geula comes closer, more and more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be seen. The Gilui of Kudsha Brichu will be seen. While Beis Shammai, for some reason, focuses on a different Bechina. Beis Shammai focuses on the Bechina of the upper worlds. And in the upper worlds, as the Geula comes closer, then we go down and down till there's one light that's left. And that's the light of the Or HaGonus itself. The Or HaGonus is what ultimately is going to be revealed. While according to Beis Hillel, what we focus on is in this world. And I've heard from Rav Nevensal Shlita many a time that Beis Shammai reflects the upper worlds and Beis Hillel the lower worlds. Beis Shammai himself says the bracha that we make on fire is Bora Mo'or Ha'esh, the one candle from the Or HaGonus. Beis Hillel says it's Bora Mi'ore Ha'esh. That is the candles of this world. But what do those candles represent? Those candles represent lighting up the Chashchus. That is B'nei Vina Yemei Shmaina. That's the Messiah that we have. That the Avodah of Chanukah is an Avodah where we experience that Geula and Or is every part of our existence. And Rav Nevensal Shlita said the more and more, what he's saying is that the more and more we appreciate that Pnimius, the closer that we come to Geula. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya, that the B'nei Vina of Reb Shimla of Amshinov is something that continues to go with us through the rest of the year. Where in Teva we see Kudsha Brichu, in the miraculous we see in Kudsha Brichu, in the mundane we see Kudsha Brichu. In our interpersonal relationships, we see Kudsha Brichu, the Neshama, the Chelek al Kamimal, and in Teirah Kedoshah, the Or HaGonus.